Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior year shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this week and share our gratitude for family, friends, and the abundance in our lives, I'm going to share a bit about my father-in-law and his connection to two recently passed observances. The first, Veterans Day, which has not yet occurred as I prepare this program, but will have passed by the time it is aired. Edwin Joseph Van Skoik Sr. passed away on October 29, 2017. Tomorrow, I will attend his graveside service where he will be given full military honors. He was an infantryman in World War II, fought in the Battle of the Bulge under General Patton, and as well as three other battles, as his gift to the country that he loved. He was an amazing man and will be deeply missed. He also offered his family a gift in the form of estate planning. Prior to his death, he signed a health care proxy, had a will prepared, and had made all funeral arrangements with a funeral home. His forethought allowed family and friends to participate in the grieving process free from many end-of-life decisions. That brings me to the focus of today's program, estate planning. It recently came to my attention that the third week in October was designated National Estate Planning Awareness Week. And while that has passed, recent studies and surveys indicate that less than half of all American adults have done comprehensive estate planning. And that is why I am presenting this important information now. Today, I will share part of House Resolution 1499, the official designation of the week, as well as 55 Plus's Do You Need a Family Trust? And from WXXI's website, Personal Planner, Wills Good and Bad. From House Resolution 1499. Whereas careful estate planning can greatly assist Americans in preserving assets built over a lifetime for the benefit of family, heirs, and charities, whereas estate planning involves many considerations, including safekeeping of important documents, documentation of assets, operation of law in the various states, preparation of legal instruments, insurance, availability of trust arrangements, charitable giving, inter vivos care of the benefactor, and other important factors. Whereas many Americans are unaware that lack of estate planning and financial illiteracy may cause their assets to be disposed of to unintended parties by default through the complex process of probate. Whereas alternatives to disposition of assets after death, such as planned gift giving, may accomplish a benefactor's goal of providing for his or her family and favorite charities. Whereas careful planning can prevent family members or other beneficiaries from being subjected to complex legal and administrative processes requiring significant expenditure of time, and greatly reduce confusion or even animosity among family members or other heirs upon the death of a loved one. Whereas important considerations as to donations of organs and the use of life support functions may be made through the estate planning process. Whereas the implementation of an estate plan starts with sound education and planning, and then may require the proper drafting and execution of appropriate legal documents, including wills, trusts, and durable powers of attorney for health care. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the House of Representatives, 1, encourages the distribution of estate planning information by all professionals to all Americans, and 2, supports the designation of a National Estate Planning Awareness Week. And now going on to 55 plus, and do you need a family trust? Attorneys suggest the document as a way to protect family assets, by Deborah Jean Sargent. How is a family trust different from a will? Should you include a family trust, also known as a living trust, in your final planning? That depends. A family trust can help the estate avoid probate court when the grantor, the person who has the trust written, dies. With a simple will, any unlisted assets can end up in probate court, an outcome most people want to avoid. According to experts, probate courts can take a long time to decide how to settle the non-designated parts of the estate. The process can cost up to 10% of the value of the assets involved and is all public. Unlike wills, family trusts are extremely difficult to contest, so the grantor can rest assured that his or her wishes will be carried out. A family trust can also reduce the estate's tax liability and make transferring property easier. According to experts interviewed for this story, the grantor can change the terms of the family trust whenever he wishes. Most of the advantages of a living trust benefit those inheriting the estate. However, they can also help the grantor. Since the trust legally owns the estate, not the grantor or the beneficiary, the trust protects the grantor's assets should he be admitted to long-term care. Otherwise, Medicare would not cover these long-term care expenses. People don't have to be wealthy to have a trust written. I've had clients with very modest estates who want to set up a trust and avoid probate and maintain privacy over their estate, said Patrick D. Leiden, attorney and owner of Sutter, Summers & Leiden PC in Webster. It may seem like the extra expense of forming and maintaining a trust wastes more money from the estate than it's worth. However, Leiden said that the costs of a trust are substantially less than a will that is administered through probate. Leiden advises people to make an informed decision based on their own circumstances and desires. Leiden and other estate planning attorneys offer regular workshops to help people better understand their options. Don't try this at home alone, Leiden said. Get someone with expertise. Richard Kroll, attorney and founder of Kroll Law Firm, LLP, in Rochester, also said that getting professional legal advice is important and that using a trust is one method to get our clients ready for government benefits eligibility, he said. Simply signing over assets to a relative may seem an easier way to accomplish this goal than a trust. However, Medicare reviews the owner's finances for the past 5 years, and each instance of giving a gift worth $11,237, the Rochester rate, it varies by location, bars him or her from 1 month of Medicare coverage for long-term care. What if that child has a judgment, bankruptcy, divorce, or they themselves need public assistance, or the child spends the money, or, heaven forbid, the child dies, Kroll said. The money cannot be recovered. Trusts are immune to all of those asset-sapping circumstances. Kroll said that trusts offer clients many advantages, but they're not perfect for every circumstance, and they're not the only way to achieve common financial goals. Other financial planning vehicles can save clients on taxes and protect their estate from probate. Someone who's already incapacitated may not be able to form a trust unless their legal guardian or designated person with power of attorney has an enhancement that permits them to make those decisions. Consider the advantages and disadvantages and get competent advice from an experienced practitioner, Kroll said. Get input from the family. One of the family members would be the trustee. You're giving up control over your assets that the family will let you recover if you need to, and that the family will honor your wishes, and they'll understand why you're undertaking this and won't develop jealousy later on. And that's why we call it a family trust. Going on now to WXXI's Personal Planner, October 29th, 2017. Wills, good and bad. Where is the missing will? More than 40 wills were submitted to the probate court, with a multitude of potential heirs, each claiming to be the true recipient of a wealthy business owner who passed away in 1976. With a $2.5 billion estate at stake, there was intense interest in the decision of the court. After extensive review of the 40 documents, the court finally determined that none of the 40 wills were valid. Because there was no valid will, the court divided the $2.5 billion estate among 22 relatives. Court costs, attorney costs, and estate taxes were enormous, but the 22 heirs still each received millions of dollars. Why is a will important? There are at least 7 reasons for creating a will. A peace of mind estate plan starts with your will. The will passes your property to family, friends, and favored organizations, could direct distribution of a recent inheritance, may fix errors in living trust funding, allows you to select a guardian, enables you to disinherit a child or other relative, permits you to select your executor, and may help with a simplified probate. 1. Transfer of property. There are some types of property that are best transferred by will. Many types of personal assets are difficult to transfer through a living trust or are not appropriate for a pay-on-death transfer. Because vehicles and other personal assets are likely to be bought and sold, it is much easier to keep vehicles, furniture, collections, and other items in the probate estate and transfer them by will. Potential inheritance. You might be planning to receive an inheritance from a parent or other relative, but the inheritance could be delayed by the probate process, potential estate issues, or other reasons. Therefore, when you finally receive the title to the property, there may not be a convenient time or opportunity to transfer the assets into a revocable living trust. As a result, the inheritance will form part of your estate. There also have been cases in which a person passes away in a tragic accident. The estate may receive an insurance settlement or a claim under a wrongful death action. These assets would become part of the probate estate and are transferred under the residuary clause of your will. 3. Living trust errors. A living trust is a very appropriate way of avoiding the probate process. However, in too many cases, a person has a valid living trust but has not properly transferred the real estate, securities accounts, or other assets to the trust. As a result, the property that has not been legally transferred to the trust will be part of the probate estate covered by your will. 4. Guardian for minors. The selection of a guardian for minor children is done through your will. Most states do not permit you to use a living trust. There are a few exceptions for this purpose. 5. Disinherit someone. It is possible to disinherit a child or other heir. The appropriate place to explain that disinheritance or explain why the inheritance is a nominal amount, such as a dollar, is in your will. 6. Select an executor. Your executor is a key person for a successful estate property transition. The executor will inventory your estate, advertise for creditors, pay bills and taxes, submit your will to the probate court, and obtain the court's approval for the final distribution. Your will is the document in which you will name your executor. Even if you have a revocable living trust with a trustee and a successor, it is essential to select an executor who will manage your probate property. 7. Simplify probate. In many states, it is possible for people who pass away with a modest to moderate resource to have a simplified or summary probate. This permits your executor to manage your property and make distribution of it and very minimal contact with the probate courts. For example, California allows many estates with assets valued under $150,000 to use a simplified probate process. The executor will follow the directions in your will and distribute your property accordingly. In most cases, this will simplify administration and reduce your estate costs. Good and bad wills. As was the case in the estate of business owner, there are many submitted wills that are not deemed valid or legal. In order to have a valid or legal will, you need to comply with the state law requirements for wills. While there is some variation between states, most states will follow several guidelines. 1. Legal age. In most states, you must be 18 years old to sign a will. 2, sound mind. As we become more senior, we do not have as clear a mind as we had back in our youth. Most states permit you to create a will if you have lucid intervals and understand the nature of your property and the fact that the will is going to direct the transfer of the property to your selected recipients. 3, typed or printed. A will normally is either typed or printed. While some states permit handwritten or other types of wills, the vast majority of wills will be typed or printed and will contain at least one substantive transfer of property. 4, date and sign. Your will must be dated and signed. The date is essential in order to make certain that this is your final will. Many individuals might write and sign 2 or more wills during a lifetime. Only your final will is going to be used by the probate court to distribute your property. Witnesses. Under your state law, you will need to sign your will in the presence and hearing of 2 witnesses. Your witnesses must be adults who are of sound mind and should not be beneficiaries under the will. They need to be told that this is a will, but you do not need to disclose the contents of your will to the witnesses. 6, self-proving will. In some states, it is permissible to have a notary or an affidavit witness form in which the will is either notarized or the person pledges under perjury that this is a valid will. If the will is self-proved, it will simplify the probate process. Ordinarily, the witness is not required to testify in the probate court with a self-proved will. The probate process. When a person passes away, it is important to have an organized process to transfer his or her property. The probate process is an organized method to gather all of the property of the individual, pay all of his or her bills, determine the appropriate beneficiaries to receive the property, and make the actual transfer. The probate process can be quite easy and rapid for small estates, or can last for many years with larger or more complicated estates. Most people do not spend much time thinking about probate. However, if there are potential beneficiaries, probate is a topic of great interest. To the 22 cousins who received multi-million-dollar inheritances, business owners' probate process was very interesting. Probate players. There are at least 4 general categories of probate players. First, an executor or personal representative is the manager of the estate. Second, an estate attorney is involved to advise the executor or personal representative on all probate and legal matters. Third, a probate judge will rule on the validity of any will, review many of the actions of the executor, and approve the final distributions. Finally, heirs will be the beneficiaries of the estate. The probate process. The probate process involves 8 separate steps to ensure an orderly transfer of all of the property to the right individuals. Let's assume that Ed, executor, and Ellen, attorney, are probating the estate of business owner. 1, accept the will. Ed or Ellen will normally submit the will to the court for probate. Usually, there is 1 final will that is accepted. However, there are many cases in which individuals wrote their own wills or there was a question about the validity of a given will, resulting in a wills contest. Eventually, the court will determine the validity and meaning of the will. However, for business owners' estate, none of the wills were valid, and state law determined who received that $2.5 billion. 2, locate heirs. Because business owner did not have a valid will, Ed executor needed to locate all of the heirs. But the 22 cousins still needed to be approved by the court. Under state law, business owner's estate was transferred to his relatives. With $2.5 billion at stake, all of them had attorneys to ensure that each cousin received the proper share. Even if business owner had signed a valid will, it would have been essential to locate all the heirs. In some cases, the selected recipients had passed away and property was distributed to their children or other relatives. 3, determine the estate assets and values. Ed Executor is responsible for finding all of business owners' estate assets. The assets included real estate, bank accounts, securities accounts, and other property. Because business owners' estate was taxable, all property was valued so that the federal taxes could be paid. Finally, the balance of the estate was distributed to the cousins. 4. Pay executor and attorney. Not surprisingly, Ed Executor and Ellen Attorney were paid a large fee from business owner's estate. The cost for the probate process may be quite substantial, and the executor and attorney are always paid. Costs may be as low as 2% of the estate value or may range up to 7 or 8% of estate value. However, if there is an estate contest, costs can consume a large portion of the entire estate. 5. Make debt payments. After determining the nature of the property and the approximate value of business owner's estate, Ed Executor will also advertise for any claims by creditors. The state probate law determines the period of time and the type of public notice to be given. If creditors do not file claim against the estate, they risk losing their ability to collect their debts. All debts and taxes are paid before the final distribution. Resolve controversies. 7 years of controversies in business owner's estate required continuous attention from Ed Executor and Ellen Attorney. Most of the controversies centered around the submitted wills. If there are any controversies, such as a claim that the final will is invalid due to undue influence of a party who obtained the will, then the court must determine the rights of all parties under the will and applicable state law. After 7 years, the court decided that none of the wills in business owner's estate were valid. 7. File income and estate tax returns. Because business owner's estate was $2.5 billion and produced income each year, Ed Executor had to file the final income tax return for business owner and annual returns for the estate. Based upon the appraisal valuation, Ed and Ellen also filed the estate tax return and paid the estate tax to the IRS. 8. Distribute assets to heirs. After 7 years of court proceedings, payment of estate taxes, court costs, executor fees, attorney fees, and probate judge approval, the final distribution order and the 22 cousins of business owner received their inheritance. Now, probate problems. There are several negative results for which probate has a deservedly bad reputation. First, the process is public. Anyone can obtain the will of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis and read her provisions for children John Jr. and Carolyn. As was true for business owner's estate, the probate process may be both lengthy and expensive. Both time and money may easily be wasted in the bureaucracy of the process. Probate is also as good and as bad as the judge who is involved. Judges are people with the good and bad characteristics of humanity. Some are very dedicated and capable, and some are primarily interested in an early exit to the golf course in the afternoon. Depending upon the quality of the judge, the probate process can be easy or quite challenging for the executor and estate attorney. Finally, the existence of a substantial estate, such as business owner, invites relatives to submit claims and is fertile ground for developing probate controversies. If there's any question about the validity of the will, or there are conflicting methods of transfer of the same property, joint tenancy with one person and attempting to transfer the same property through a will to a second person, a will contest and probate battle may occur. Now, avoiding probate. There are multiple methods that are used to avoid probate. There can be quite successful, but all methods must be coordinated carefully to be certain that the overall plan works correctly. 1. Joint tenancy with right of survivorship. Under property law, the surviving joint tenant owns the real estate. 2. Designated beneficiary. An insurance policy, an IRA, 401k, or other qualified plan is transferred to the designated beneficiary. There is a contact with the insurance company, or retirement plan custodian, and that person agrees to make the transfer to the individual or organization selected by the owner. Typical forms permit the selection of a primary beneficiary and also a contingent beneficiary. Pay-on-death accounts. Most states that follow the Uniform Probate Code may allow a POD account. Most savings accounts, checking accounts, and certificates of deposit are under state law permitted to be transferred to the payable-on-death recipient. And then there's the revocable living trust, perhaps the most popular method for avoiding probate. The grantor is taxable on the assets of the trust, but frequently will transfer a personal residence, securities accounts, and other major assets into the trust. The assets and the trust thus avoid probate. Learning about wills and bequests. What are the benefits of making the bequest? You leave a lasting legacy to be remembered. You lessen the burden of taxes on your family, and you receive estate tax savings. How do you make a bequest? Well, it's one of the easiest gifts to make. With the help of an advisor, you can include language in your will or trust specifying a gift to be made to family, friends, a religious organization, a favorite charity or charities, or even WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. Another kind of bequest is called a residual bequest. A residual bequest is a bequest that is made from the balance of an estate after the will or trust has given away each of the specific bequests. For example, you may wish to leave 30% of the residue of your estate to that organization. There are no limitations on bequest gifts. Bequests may be made for a general or specific purpose. All bequests are exempt from federal estate taxes. If you have a taxable estate, the estate tax charitable deduction may offset or even eliminate estate taxes, resulting in larger inheritances for your heirs. Well, if you have completed your estate planning, as I have, with healthcare proxy, durable power of attorney, and will, congratulations. If not, I hope that the information that I have provided you on wills, trusts, probate, and bequests will help you. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.